This weekend is the 13th Wisconsin Ice Fishing State Championship, where nearly 100 high school teams from across the state will compete to see who can land the most and biggest fish.
This year's competition will take place along the Wisconsin River across a stretch that runs from Stevens Point to Wausau.
The Wisconsin Interscholastic Fishing Association organizes the sport to get students involved in the outdoors and to promote interest in ice fishing.
We're getting to know some of the competitors and previewing the championship event. Ted Bondi is president of the Wisconsin Interscholastic Fishing Association and head coach of the Kiel High School fishing team. And Danica Newhouse and Kyle Koenig are seniors on the Kiel fishing team. I talked to them late last week. Ted, can you walk us through how this state championship competition works?
Friday morning, we're leaving our school at 4 a.m. to go practice and fish all day on Friday. And that's what most teams are doing. Some team, I just talked to them, they've been fishing. They're going to go fishing Thursday and Friday, and then the tournament is on Saturday. So a practice day is Friday. Then every team is invited. The organization will actually support them by buying them supper and handing out awards at what we call the WIFA mixer. So we've got our mixer where we invited vendors, we invited some sponsors, some all the teams, the coaches, and some parents. They're going to come together under one roof. We're going to feed them all. And then everybody knows what's going on with the rules. Everybody can see what awards the kids have won. And then the next morning at 6:30, they can finally get onto the ice. So prior to 6:30, teams are stacking their vehicle in front of the launch so they can maybe get the first spot, because it's a first come, first serve with this tournament. Whoever gets to the spot first, that's their spot. But nobody can get onto the ice till 6:30. And then at 7 o'clock is when you can finally drop your first line. So we give everybody 30 minutes to drive out on the lake, drill your holes, set your stuff, but not put any bait on your hooks, and do not drop a line in the water. From 7 a.m. until 2:30, teams of 12 are trying to catch 10 perch, 10 crappie, 10 bluegill, 5 pike, and a mixture this year of pike or bass and walleye of 5 of those. So there's 40 fish total. We go by total inches, and it's 100% catch and release throughout the day.
All right. And Ted used the phrase online fish donkey. That's the fish donkey is the online web host. I didn't want to just leave that hanging there.
Yeah, sorry. They're the app right. That everybody has on their phones. And we take a picture of the fish, picture of the kid with the fish. And then we have people from the UW Stevens Point that are going to help us, as well as some board members that are going to verify every single picture that comes through to make sure, yes, that fish is that size. Yes, that fish was caught. And then at about 4 o'clock, so our tournament ends at 2:30. At 4 o'clock is when we're going to announce the winners. We just got a location in south of Wausau. We got a big parking lot and we put up a stage. We got people that are going to donate some brats and burgers. We're going to go ahead and we're going to serve some hot chocolate and give away the awards for the winners.
All right. Well, let's get to a couple of the competitors now. I want to ask each of you, Kyle and Danica, what got you into ice fishing and competitive ice fishing in the first place? Kyle, let's start with you.
Basically, you know, as a kid, you know, my dad is really the person who got me into fishing and even ice fishing. I remember going out ice fishing as a kid and little me putting my boot through the hole. And I remember that. My dad was never very happy with me with that. But as I got older, it really kind of evolved to like competitiveness. As I got to be a freshman on the Kiel fishing team, that's when I really started doing competitions through the ice with the Kiel High School fishing team. And I'm very grateful to have had this opportunity. And it's been really fun to be able and compete with your friends on the ice and have a good time.
And Danica, what got you into this?
It was a pretty similar story for me. I was fishing since I was really little, but I was more into the open water fishing and I didn't really get into ice fishing until I joined the Kiel fishing team. And it's my favorite like club and sport that I'm in. It's really fun just to go out and be with the team and compete with other people that are interested in the same topics you are.
I got to ask Danica, for people who haven't done ice fishing before, they might just not get it. Right? They might say, well, you're cold and it doesn't look that exciting. What is it about ice fishing that keeps you coming back?
I really like the suspense of it. Like, you never know what you're going to catch. Open water is more like you're specifically fishing for pike or bass, but with a tip up or a jigging rod, you don't really know what you're going to get. And it's pretty fun. You can watch the fish on like Vexilars and locators. And I think it's just really just fun because you're like so close to everyone that's competing and you're just having fun all day.
Hey, I better ask. Danica, what's a tip up?
It's a piece of equipment that we use that you fish for mainly pike and bass with, and you put the flag down, and then when a fish pulls out line, the flag goes up and then you go running.
And Kyle, I imagine the question everybody asks you first probably is, isn't it cold out there?
Oh yeah, it's really important to make sure you got the right gear on, that's for sure. But if you got the right gear, ice fishing sure can be a blast, even with the temperatures.
Now, Ted, you're with the Kiel team and the Wisconsin Ice Fishing Association. How big is competitive ice fishing among high schools in the state?
Well, our state, it's gotten huge, I would say. We have, I get a lot of phone calls. I think this year we had 12 to 15 new teams. But we, in 2015, we started with 32 teams, and now we're at 115.
Wow.
Well, in 11 years, we've gone 120 new teams have joined us, and I'm guessing next year there's going to be even more. It's become big, I think, because of the amazing volunteers that are making it happen. We don't have a lot of drama. We have a lot of very unbelievably respectful people that are out mentoring these youth. And it's not like we're scolding them. It's like we're encouraging just what everything we do. It's really awesome. I really think if you ever get a chance, come and witness some of this stuff this weekend and or next weekend in Wausau all the way to Stevens Point. You're going to see 2 to 4 coaches helping students, but the coaches can't do anything except for encourage. So it's really cool to see and watch it happen.
And Ted, how is word getting out there? How are you spreading the message to different high schools? Because it sounds like it's growing fast.
Yeah, it started off by just having word of mouth. And then created a website. So we've got studentfishing.com as a website. Then more kids hear about it. Then their buddies hear about it. Then their cousins hear about it. And now we've got tournaments all around the state. We move our state tournament, which now this year is Wausau, down to Stevens Point. Last year, we were in La Crosse. Next year, we might be in northern Wisconsin. The next year, we might be in eastern Wisconsin. So we move around, and mostly word of mouth. We do a little bit of advertising at the ice fishing expos, but it's mostly word of mouth.
We're talking about Wisconsin competitive high school ice fishing and the upcoming state championship competition. We have from Kiel High School head coach Ted Bondi and seniors Danica Newhouse and Kyle Koenig with us. All right, Danica, people think of fishing, I think, as maybe a solitary thing. One person or maybe two people in the shack at a time. Can you talk about the team element of this, working together as a team to get all the fish that your coach listed there and get the biggest ones you can?
Yeah, it's definitely a group effort. We all bounce ideas off of each other where we think we would be able to get the fish and what's going on. And we always go out to dinner with each other and talk with each other. And it's really just a blast. We all just talk all day. If the fish aren't biting, we're messing around with each other or they're playing football or something.
And Kyle, I know there's skill here. If you and I squared off in ice fishing, you'd win, I promise. But what are the skills involved? What makes you better over time when you're ice fishing?
You know, I really just think it starts with what you're fishing with. For us, we all have to make sure that everybody on the team is fishing with the right rig. Our team, you know, we like to use 2-pound test for panfish. And if someone else were to be using 10-pound test, I can guarantee that they probably wouldn't catch as much. So it's kind of all about technique and what you're using. And, you know, as senior, we try to help the young guys out so they can get the hang of it too.
Ted, how much are these competitions dependent on the winter weather? And, you know, you never know for sure when that ice is going to be safe enough to be out on any given year.
Yeah, I think the last 2 years we've been very blessed because it got cold again. But a few years back when we had the El Nino effect, we watched that from November on, and I think we could only had some teams only got out fishing 2 or 3 times. It becomes pretty stressful. We've had to 1 year cancel state 5 days in advance because the rainstorm ruined the ice. So it's 100% divided on, or dependent on the weather.
Now, Kyle, I got to ask. Coach Ted was talking about, you know, you get there, you're waiting to go out and try to find the best spot. All right. What does that look like? You're out on the ice. How do you find the spot you want to set your team up in?
Well, it all starts with pre-fishing. You know, as a team, we've been pre-fishing the past couple of weekends trying to find spots. So you're just hoping that you get that spot and that you want to be first in line. You first come, first serve, and you want to get that spot. In lacrosse last year, you know, when the gun shot and it was time to run out there, you know, my view was just some kids running out to get their spot, you know, and it was really just a cool experience.
Danica, if there's a stereotype of people who ice fish, it's, you know, the older guys out there. What is your experience like as a girl on the team?
I'd say it's just as good as everyone else. Like, you kind of have to just insert yourself and have fun with everyone else and just get after it with everyone else. It's still just as fun. There's definitely more guys, but there's a lot of girls in all the other teams. Like, there's still a decent amount of girls at the state mixer, and you see them out with a bunch of teams.
And Ted, how do you make the sport inclusive to a lot of different people, not just talking boys and girls, but maybe the ones who learned with their folks growing up versus the ones who never even thought of doing it? How do you make that open to all the students there?
Well, we usually at school, we talk about it a lot, of all cool opportunities. I will never forget the one year we mixed schools together to fish on the ice. And I got to take a girl who's a student from Prairie Farm, Wisconsin, way on the other side of the school, or Bruce, Wisconsin, that's who it was. She actually was a foreign exchange student from Thailand. And I helped her
not
drill
a lot
her
of ice
first.
Fishing there.
Yeah, they don't. And she drilled her first ever hole in the ice. It's not just about fishing. And if you don't like catching fish or caring, we still have fun, even if you're not doing that. So we make it, the whole entire experience is fun.
All right. Now, I was looking at the charts over the years. Keel, I think fifth place last year. That's one of your better outings. What are you shooting for this time around, Kyle? What is your goal for this competition coming up?
To start, I would feel that it's our goal to fill our bag with all of our fish. And I think that'll put us in good standing. But I just hope that we go out there and we have a good time, because it is the last time I'll be out there personally as a senior. So I'm just going to take it all in and hopefully we can fill our bag.
And then Danica, do you see yourself fishing, you know, when you're out of high school and you're off the team? Is this maybe a lifelong pursuit for you?
I see myself fishing a lot. I'm going to be going to UW-Stevens Point in fall, so there's a lot of fishing up there and there's a bunch of different fishing teams, so I still plan on doing that when I'm out of high school.
And Kyle, how about you?
Yeah, same for me. In the fall, I plan on going to UW Lacrosse, and over there on the Mississippi River, there's a lot of fishing opportunities, so I plan to do that as well, and I plan to fish the rest of my life, really.
Ted, talking to people now, not even necessarily in high school or thinking about competition, but who are listening and thinking, hey, this ice fishing sounds pretty fun, I want to try it out. What do you recommend to people to give it a first try?
If you're going to go for the first time ever, find someone who goes often, because we realized the last time we went up to go pre-fish, we spent 6 hours in one lake and didn't catch a fish. That's not a lot of fun. So if you find somebody that does go, go with them. That's the beauty of ice fishing and why we have this big organization, is we're not restricted by a boat. Anybody can go onto the ice. So we will bring as many people as we can, and you can fish anywhere. So it takes the restrictions off of it. And I've had it where I invited families out for their first time and go chase tip-ups, go catch a bluegill with a rod. But definitely, if you were going to go out for the first time, I would find the right people. They're all of our groups. You could text and email any of the coaches, and I bet they would find students that'd be willing to take people out, or they would let you join their team if they were ever going out to practice.
Now, Kyle, you and Danica, you're both seniors, both graduating, I hope. Are you recruiting now for your replacements on the team?
Well, yeah, for sure. We're just trying to always coach up the young guys. I've taken multiple freshmen out fishing this year, and the first thing that comes with that is, you know, giving them new equipment and making sure they have the right things so I can teach them technique. And hopefully next year they'll be able to take over the team when I'm gone.
And Danica, leave us with a message for that incoming freshman in a school around the state to, hey, maybe give ice fishing a try on their local team.
I would say definitely give it a go. It's an experience unlike any other sport or club in high school, and it's definitely extremely fun. So give it a go.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks, everybody, for joining us, and good luck in the competition.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ted Bondi is president of the Wisconsin Ice Fishing Association and head coach of the Kiel High School fishing team. Danica Newhouse and Kyle Koenig are seniors on the Kiel fishing team. They're with us today to share the sport of ice fishing and preview the upcoming 2026 Wisconsin Ice Fishing State Championship. It's coming up this weekend.